Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, Merry Christmas. Why are we recording on Christmas? Oh, wait, we're not. We're doing it early.
Man, they didn't know. We could have tricked them. Nah, they know. They knew. Merry Christmas, JP. Merry Christmas, because it's coming out on Christmas, so we might as well talk about it.
Is all your Christmas shopping done, Tim?
Absolutely. What about yours?
I am done. If you didn't ask for anything, you might have gotten the same generic gift, but you know, just ask for something next year.
It's the thought that counts.
But yeah, I'm done. I'm quite excited to have a day off for the first time. I've had 2 days off in the past 2 weeks, kind of on purpose, but you know, I'm picking up everybody's shift and trying to make this money to pay for tuition.
I hear that.
It will be nice, though, to, you know, have a day off of the feet to watch some basketball.
Absolutely.
And we know traditionally no one's listening to podcasts during the holidays. So this podcast is here for whenever you go back to work. You can listen to this uplifting and positive news. And let's just get right to it, Tim.
Yes, sir.
I have more, so you want me to start off with?
Yes, sir.
So I have a story about a Dallas nonprofit, which kind of goes in with one of your stories in Dallas. Basically, they have a worker there, and her job was to sort through, digging through clothes for donations, and she found $17,000 in one of the coats that got donated.
Wow, 17K?
17K.
What did she do with it?
Well, it was a bank envelope, and there was a name on it, so she gave it back. It belonged to a lady named Sherry. She was recently widowed. And yeah, it was her husband's, and her husband had like picked up the money, but had just left it in the coat. And then after he died, they donated his stuff. And so they lost all that cash. And so she donated it back to the widow, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's amazing. That's super amazing. I know plenty of people that would pocketed that cash for sure.
there are also plenty of people that would have given it back, and that's who we're highlighting.
Absolutely. That's what the positive truth is about. And that brings me to my first story that happened in South Dallas, actually, from Dade Middle School. So they put out a call for volunteers to help out with a breakfast event that they call Breakfast with Dads. There was a fear that there wouldn't be enough dads for the students. So basically what they do is they get these dads to come out and be mentors for the kids. And what happened was they put an ad on Facebook basically saying, hey, we need 50 additional men to show up. Can you please spread the word? So all they needed was 50. The very next morning, nearly 600 men arrived at the school. It was ridiculous, man. 600 men when you only needed 50. The crowd of volunteers came from diverse backgrounds, including dads from various parts of Dallas, men in local law enforcement, public officials, and community organizers. It was just a beautiful sight. I have a very short article that I'm going to post to the Facebook page, but I think it's amazing that all these men showed up. They helped young boys tie ties. They helped mentor them a little bit, just give general advice for them. And I thought it was amazing because we definitely know, JP, that these young men, they need a male role model in their life. Not that women can't do just a good job. I was raised by a single mom myself, and I know having a male role model helps out a lot. So the fact that all these men came in to help out these young men, it's amazing.
Absolutely. You need a community to raise a child. But what's crazy about the video was I saw this too. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody showed up. Every ethnicity, every age. There was 20-year-olds there. There was like 80-year-olds there trying to help out.
Man, that's amazing to me. And that's dads are at any age at this, you know, in 2007, well, it's almost 18 now, but 2017, 2018, man, you know, you have dads that are 15, 16 years old all the way up into their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100 years old. So any age of dad would help. And I think it's amazing. I'm looking at this picture right now with a bunch of dads holding up a tie, and it just, it makes me smile because I remember learning how to tie a tie from YouTube.
Me too. But... But I mean, hey, I actually had a father, but you know, the thing is,
thanks, JP.
But sometimes, let's just say I learned how to tie a tie in my 20s.
Ah, okay, okay.
That was more that, that's where that came from.
I hear that. What else you got for us, JP?
I have a story about Altoona, Wisconsin. They had a Secret Santa come in 2014 and donate $5,000 to the police department. And he was like, hey, I don't want you to keep this money because it was all $100 bills. He's like, whenever you pull people over, just give $100 bills to people to spread holiday cheer. This happened in 2014, right?
Right, right.
And then the police officer said it was one of the best things they ever did. So this year they had another secret donor come in and he donated, like, I could find a number. They basically donated 26 hams, and so the police officers distributed hams for the holidays.
That's awesome.
So they would pull people over they thought were in need, and they would be like, they would get the license, insurance, and come back and just hand them a ham.
And that's awesome, man. Glad, you know, we're shining some light on police officers once again. That's good to hear.
Absolutely. Also, do they really have to pull people over to do this?
Yeah. I low-key was thinking, like, man, that's kind of scary. I remember, like, a long time ago, I was watching Ahmad Rashad. What was that? NBA?
Inside Stuff.
Inside Stuff. There you go. NBA Inside Stuff. So he was with this police officers, and they were riding around pulling people over. But instead of, like, giving them a ticket, they were giving them compliments. Like, hey, you're driving good. You're driving at a safe speed. Stuff like that. And in my head, I was like, man. Even at like 10 years old, this seems like a bad idea. But that's still awesome. The fact that they were giving out money in 2014, now in 2017 they're giving out hams, like, it's amazing.
Tim, can you imagine if you got pulled over and the cop handed you $100?
I'm not taking it. You're not setting me up for this.
And see, that's why they're trying to build up trust, because they don't want responses like that.
Well, you already know exactly why I'm not taking it, so it is what it is. What else you got for us, JP?
I have a woman, anonymous donor, that basically, well, she's not an anonymous donor. I just can't pronounce her last name, so I'm going to call her Ashley.
All right, Ash.
She donated $3,500 to cover all the student lunch debt at this middle school, and I think it's awesome.
Absolutely, man. I love, like, everywhere across the nation, I'm starting to pay attention. I'm reading more articles all the time with whether it's a student raising money, a teacher raising money, somebody in the community, a dad, it doesn't matter. Like, people are paying off lunches so these kids can eat and learn throughout the day. I think that's amazing.
It's almost like we should just give these kids for meals for free.
Man, that's, you're absolutely right. And hopefully they get on that. They're getting closer and closer.
What do you got, Sam?
Well, a senior at Lancaster High School in Lancaster, Texas, made the day of two classmates with special needs. So what he decided to do was, he was walking in the hallways one day, and these two kids were like, hey, I like your shoes. And he said, you know what? I'll get you some like this. So that's exactly what he did. There's a short 45
seconds. Oh, I saw this video. This is nice. Yeah. Keep going, man.
It's amazing. He goes straight up to him. There's a short 45-second video I'm uploading to our Facebook page. You guys can check it out. It was posted on Twitter all over the place as well, so you might have seen it as well. But this kid, all he did is he goes up to him, pulls out his backpack, gives him the box. They open up the box, and it has the shoes in them, and they're smiling, like, beyond happy. Of course, you know, there's people watching, and, you know, his peers watching him. Him being a leader like he is, bought these kids these two shoes that he's wearing, which I believe there's some Vans, white and black Vans, which are pretty nice. And I just thought it was awesome because, I mean, it doesn't take very much. I bet this kid is, like, a popular kid in the building, and there's going to be more kids following his lead. So Shout out to him. What is his name? Let me find out real fast. I don't know. I apologize, guys.
That's just what we say, though. The younger generations are better, or the highest, given more donations than ever.
Roderick Mathis. That's his name.
So we can pronounce the black name still. Sorry, had to make that joke.
Oh, man. Let me get on a Hispanic name real quick. I got you. What else you got for us, JP?
So, Tim, what you wait tables? What's your highest tip you ever received?
Oh, man. I've received a $100 tip before.
That's your highest you've ever received?
Like from one person, yeah. Like, I mean, I've had to split parties and get like maybe, you know, 120, 130, but a $100 tip I remember from a four top was pretty nice.
That's what's up. That makes me feel really spoiled, because...
Yeah, you ball out over there, man.
Well, I have a story about a $3,000 tip on a $39 tab to help with the holiday cheer. And, yeah, I think it's really awesome.
How much was it?
$3,000 on a $39 tab.
Gosh, that's amazing.
It was basically... He said, "You guys do an awesome job. When I used to wash dishes, my mom cooked like dinner like this. It makes me feel like, you know, home, like Christmas here. So I want to give back to you all for the holidays." So that's what they tipped. I think it's awesome.
Absolutely.
So I want to talk about it. Also, it's kind of weird in America. There's people like you and me that basically live on people's donations.
True story.
Instead of getting a salary for our service. So yeah, I think it's awesome. I wanted to talk about it.
Absolutely. It sucks, dude. It's like the law. We have to get paid, you know, that X amount that we do get paid an hour. That's all we have to live off of donations. Struggle.
The X amount, Tim? It's nothing. It's $2.
I was about to say, I didn't want to say it out loud, man. We pay $2
an hour. No, say it out loud.
It is what it is. We get paid $2.13 an hour. I'm balling out over there. Oh, man. Now, back to the positivity. Let's get away from that.
Speaking of positivity, California is poised to hit 50% renewable target energy a full decade ahead of schedule. And, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, turn up for Cali.
How many more stories do you have left, Tim?
I have one more, sir. What about you?
I got one more, too, so I'll just knock it out. Do you know anyone that's colorblind?
I do, in one eye.
In one eye, really?
Yeah, I went to high school with him.
Huh.
He was, yeah, random. He had to wear, like, these special glasses.
Well, speaking of special glasses, most men are colorblind. They just don't know it. And...
I thought that was a myth.
Pretty sure that's not a myth.
Man, I hope Edna does not listen to this episode. Because she's going to be picking out all kind of random colors and say, I can't see.
You know, there's a test you can do online. Speaking of fathers, we did that story a couple of Father's Days ago. My father's colorblind. Like, bad. Red and green. I remember as a kid, like, he would come out in the morning and we would be eating breakfast. He'd be like, does this look good? My mom would be like, no. Back in. Come out and get it checked again. But that's, yeah, there's fun. These things called e-chroma glasses. And these at this elementary school, these fourth and fifth graders basically bought it for their teacher that's colorblind for a Christmas gift.
Wow.
Also, these glasses aren't cheap. They're like $300. So shout out to these elementary school kids for coming up with this idea and doing it.
Yeah, doing it big.
Also, I mean... I can't imagine not being able to see color. Also, it says that colorblindness affects 1 in 12 men, so about 8%. So, Tim.
Yeah, I'm probably colorblind.
You can take the test online.
Yeah, but I don't even know if the colors are right on my laptop, man.
Well, that probably means you're colorblind.
I'm gonna take this L. It is what it is.
Well, Edna, I know you're listening. You know what to get Tim for his birthday.
Double L. Well, I got one last story, man. It's about an 11-year-old's letter to Santa. And in this letter, she asked for a blanket and food, and that's it. A 7-year-old girl wrote a letter to Santa and asked for a blanket and food, oh, and a ball to play with her brother. So when Monte Cristo Elementary teacher Ruth Espirigueta, I hope I said that right.
I thought we were just talking about Spanish names, Tim.
I know, I'm struggling. Ruth Espirigueta. I'm going to say that. Espirigueta. I don't know if I'm saying that. I'm just going to say Ruth. So when Monte Cristo Elementary teacher Ruth asked her first grade student to write letters to Santa, she wasn't expecting what would happen next. So this little girl writes the letter, which the teacher posted online, no name or anything, but I have been good this day. This Christmas, I would like a ball and food, and I need a blanket. That's it. So Ruth posted on Facebook and says, this makes me very sad when your students ask for food and the blanket. I would have never thought she needed anything like this. She has such a warm heart. Now, a few days later, the school received around 900 blankets, and they're still coming in. The power of social media when you use it positively. That being said,
they didn't send any balls, man.
Yeah, they sent balls as well. That's exactly what I was getting to. There's been more blankets than anything, but there's been blankets from as far away as New Zealand and Germany. Everybody across the world that's seen this letter, it's touched them in the warmest place of their heart, and they're trying to do their best to make this girl smile. Even one person got to meet the little girl and said that she's the nicest girl in the world and that they want to do everything they can to make her Christmas wonderful. The reason I wanted to share this once again is because obviously we did an episode earlier this year about the power of social media, and you can use it in a positive way, and this is one of those positive ways. You see somebody that needs something, and instead of embarrassing that person, you just post a simple letter like this little girl did. And she didn't want, you know, the most extravagant toy. She didn't want a remote control car, the nicest Barbie. She simply wanted something to keep her warm, put some food in her stomach so she can have some energy, and another toy for her brother and her to play with. Like, something so small could change these children's lives. And I think whenever we use social media like this, and there's a lot of kids that we know that need help. If we use social media like this, I promise you we can help the kids around us. So shout out to Ruth, this teacher, and this little girl. Shout out to everybody that sent a blanket. It's just an amazing story to me.
Absolutely. Hell of a way to end, Tim. Do you have a positive quote?
I do, sir. The positive thinker sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible.
Ooh, that was pretty good.
Told you.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and we will be back with you on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We're out.
Stay positive.